Israeli warplanes carried out strikes on southern Beirut as well as against targets in Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley and on roads near the Syrian border Thursday. In an interview with an Italian newspaper, Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said Israel was close to achieving its objective of carving out a 6 to 7 kilometer-wide security zone in southern Lebanon. He also said he believed the United Nations will vote on a ceasefire next week. Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni told reporters that she believes Israel and the international community share the same goals in Lebanon.
The idea is to disarm Hezbollah and to assist the Lebanese government in exercising its sovereignty on the entire Lebanon. This is not a simple task, but I believe that the international community will stick to its goal.
U.S. officials say differences at the U.N. over how to implement a ceasefire and develop an international peacekeeping force are being narrowed. France and some European Union countries have called for an immediate ceasefire to be followed by a political deal that would include disarming Hezbollah before international peacekeepers are deployed in Lebanon. The United States says no political deal is possible in Lebanon until peacekeepers are sent there first. Israel says a military inquiry into the bombing of a building in the Lebanese town of Qana that killed at least 28 civilians on Sunday indicates Israel's military made a mistake. A statement says Israel would not have bombed the building if it had known that civilians were present. The inquiry also charges that Hezbollah militants used civilians as human shields during their rocket attacks against Israel, and that more than 150 rockets have been launched at Israel from Qana since fighting began 3 weeks ago. The New York-based organization Human Rights Watch says its investigation of the incident found no evidence of rocket launchers anywhere near the building in which the civilians died on Sunday. Human Rights Watch also says during its current military campaign in Lebanon, Israel has failed to distinguish between civilians and combatants. Speaking to journalists, Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says he believes Israel's policy towards civilian casualties in Lebanon is much different than that of Hezbollah's.
Every time a civilian is killed by an Israeli, we consider it as a failure. And we regret it very much because it's never been our strategy and we don't want to achieve it. Every time an Israeli civilian is killed by the Hezbollah, it is considered by them as a victory.
About 10,000 Israeli ground troops are engaged in heavy fighting with Hezbollah militants inside southern Lebanon. Israeli troops have seized ground near at least 10 Lebanese towns and villages in the area. Hezbollah on Thursday continued to launch rockets against northern Israel. Meanwhile, a large Israeli force of about 50 tanks, accompanied by bulldozers, pushed about 8 kilometers into the Gaza Strip on Thursday, taking up positions near the Egyptian border. Israeli aircraft also attacked at least 4 groups of what Israel says were Palestinian gunmen. At least 4 Palestinians were killed and more than 20 others injured. In a separate incident, an Israeli tank fired on a group of Palestinians, killing a young boy. More than 150 Palestinians have been killed since late June after Israeli troops entered the Gaza Strip to search for an Israeli serviceman captured by Palestinian militants. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.